Okay, here we go. Anthony Cooper, COOPER, 59-year-old, no, 66, sorry, 66-year-old gentleman currently on hospice for COPD, period. Patient was seen today, 10-9-2024 at 9:06 a.m., period. He also suffers from hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, leg pain related to his neuropathy, weight loss. Patient has now developed an infection between his toes consistent with tinea. His blood pressure is elevated at 168 over 110. Repeat was 170 over 115, period. He takes Norco 5-325 to control his pain, which works sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't, period. Because of his COPD, his O2 sat's hovering around 89 with activity, drops down to mid-80s. He has oxygen available that he uses, but he'd rather not use it because it's uncomfortable, he says. He uses his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day now. He's lost weight. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, decreased appetite. He's also having trouble with getting to the bathroom. He mostly stays in bed 10 to 12 hours a day. He wears a diaper, and he definitely is ADL dependent, has a caretaker, of course, period. And he paragraph, because of his end-stage COPD, he's developed right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, and core pulmonale, period. New paragraph, his O2 sat's about 89%. His heart rate is at 102 today, period. His KPS is at 40%, period. His Norco is 7.5, 325. Patient's blood pressure was increased, as I mentioned, and for this reason, we have increased his Coric to 12.5 milligram twice a day. It may need to be increased to 25 BID. He's also taking Neurontin for his neuropathy type pain at a higher dose. He's got terrible teeth, which could be contributing to his decreased appetite and his weight loss as well. Period. New paragraph, given the natural progression of his end-stage COPD, core pulmonale, tachycardia, and right-sided heart failure, he most likely has 6 months or less to live. Thank you. Thank you.